Hi Pietro, thanks very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's really great to chat to you, and we're talking a little bit about fossil gas in Europe. So I'd like to begin by asking if you could explain a bit about how Europe currently depends on fossil gas for heating purposes.
Well, you know, gas needs infrastructure. It needs pipelines, it needs distribution networks like in cities. And this is what makes Europe dependent on gas. When you look at the world map and at pipelines, you see that many pipelines flow into Europe from Russia and North Africa like veins, like arteries. And it's, of course, a heavy reliance. So the imports have actually not falling much in the last 10 years. What has been falling in Europe is gas usage. And this has been falling quite lots because Europe is, you know, on a path to the energy transition. It has been falling mainly because the production within Europe is falling. But the imports have kept fairly stable over the last 10 years. And so has a dependence on Russian gas. I mean, Europe has been dependent on Russian gas for the last 10 years without big changes.
Interesting. So you're saying that there are some changes in the way that heating is done, but the reductions are really getting rid of kind of local production of gas, whereas the imports have been roughly constant. So there still is quite a large amount of fossil gas coming from Russia.
There is.
Okay. And that's a very interesting concept, I think, from an Australian context to think about. I mean, in Australia, we have much less gas for heating, but in Europe, it's kind of this big infrastructure, as you mentioned, like veins or arteries. And that's, I guess, just been growing over the last 50 years or 100 years. So it's really kind of stuck in place.
It has. And it's not only heating, actually. It's also the industry. I mean, especially the chemical industry, it uses it as a feedstock to make other chemical products out of gas. And then industry also uses lots of heat. So most of the gas in industry is actually used in the steel industry. And then also, of course, besides chemistry, it's also ceramics and glass and cement industry.
Well, you mentioned that there is still... Yeah, there hasn't been much of a reduction over the last 10 years on imports, but with the political tensions and basically, I guess, the war between Russia and Ukraine, can you tell us a bit about how that's impacted this supply, which has been constant for so long?
Well, if you really look at the numbers, how much gas flows into Europe, it hasn't been reduced much over the last months. I mean, some countries got cut off, like Poland, because it looked well after the refugees, Romania, Bulgaria were cut off. Now Finland is cut off because it wants to join NATO, the military alliance. But apart from those fairly small amounts of gas being cut off for political reasons, gas has been flowing steadily into Europe. But prices have gone up to 3 to 5 folds. And those prices are mainly because of the market prices, not of the distribution, etc. And this is what affects European customers at the moment the most. It's the gas price and not really the supply. You know, Europeans like it cozy in winter. They got the central heating, they got good windows, they like it warm and cozy. They don't like fan heaters. I haven't seen a single fan heater in Germany since the last 15 years I have been living in Germany. Mm. It's all central heating. And of course, that's on one hand efficient. On the other hand, it actually uses quite lots of heating because the house stays warm all day long. You don't just turn on the fan in the evening. And that's why the consumers are really worried about all these gas bills that will come in very soon. They come in every half year.
Sure, I can definitely attest to that being in the UK because I've had a pretty steep rise in the gas bills. And I think everyone in the UK has had the same situation. So going forward, if we do currently, there's a lot of gas, fossil gas that's used and the price has just spiked, What do you think are some alternatives that could try to reduce this dependence on fossil gas?
Well, it is basically accelerating getting away from fossil fuels to renewable energy. If we install more wind power, more PV, more geothermal, we actually can replace gas, or most of the gas, fairly easily with so-called heat pumps. Heat pumps are basically the contrary to a fridge. Instead of cooling, they heat air up.
Right.
And what's the advantage in heat pumps compared to a fan heater is that a heat pump uses only about a quarter of electricity for the same heat than if you actually have a fan heater. And this is why it's so good to install. And also it's modular. You don't need to construct, say, a distribution network. You can just buy those heat pumps like you buy solar cells, and you have to connect it in, say, in Germany to your water system, because it's a water system that heats your house and you got a central heating, and that's it. The number of heat pumps can actually be easily increased because worldwide about 10 million heat pumps are produced each year and mainly installed in China, Japan, Korea, etc. But the bottleneck in Europe are actually tradespeople. There are not enough tradespeople that are willing to install heat pumps. And why? Because they earn much more money by refurbishing houses or building new houses. And so the governments are actually in a difficult situation. On one hand, they want people to install heat pumps. And on the other hand, the tradespeople don't want to do it. And so they need more incentives, that it's more lucrative to install a heat pump than to refurbish, say, a bathroom.
Very interesting that there's that kind of economic tension. I can definitely see that it would make sense that instead of having, as you mentioned, these veins and arteries of complicated interweaving networks, everyone gets their own modular system, and then you control that by yourself. Pietro, thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us a bit of an insight into what is going on with heating in Europe at the moment.
Thank you.